It's time for the 8-Minute Devotion. The 8-Minute Devotion is a daily message that fills you with hope and encouragement from the Word of God. Here's your host, Pastor Cameron Walcott.
Well, hello, hello, and welcome back to the 8-Minute Devotion. I am so glad that you've chosen to join us here on this Thursday. We only have 2 episodes left in our Easter series, Easter Through Their Eyes. Easter Through Their Eyes, and we're looking at Easter through the eyes of Mary Magdalene. That's who we're looking at today, and we've been looking at her this week. We saw that Mary was freed from a life of oppression. She had had 7 demons. Jesus set her free, and after that, Mary became one of Jesus's most dedicated followers. You know, out of devotion, out of gratitude for what Jesus had done, she became one of his most dedicated followers. And today we're going to see this. Mary stayed faithful through Jesus's darkest moment. Mary stayed faithful through Jesus's darkest moment. You know, Mary had followed Jesus for the few years of his ministry. Once she had been set free, she became one of his most dedicated followers. She gave to his ministry. But now, during the trial and crucifixion of Jesus, all his disciples fled. Those men that he had spent 3.5 years with, day and night, teaching them, using them to heal the sick, empowering them to heal the sick, Jesus healing the sick, raising the dead in front of him. Those men who were supposed to be closest to him, who he had taught for 3+ years, they all fled. Peter hung around before denying him. Peter hung around after denying him, but from a distance. The apostle John fled before gathering his courage and returning. John was there at various points, but he also fled at some points. But who stayed faithful? John 19:25 tells us this. When Jesus was at the cross, who stayed faithful? But standing by the cross of Jesus were his mother and his mother's sister, Mary the wife of Clopas, and Mary Magdalene. Mary stayed near the cross. Even in the time of Jesus' greatest pain, she stayed beside his mother Mary and his aunt. When everyone else had fled, Mary stayed faithful. And this shows us an amazing devotion, that in the darkest moments of Jesus, in the darkest moments the world had ever seen, Mary stayed faithful to her Lord. Mark 15:47 further tells us, Mary Magdalene and Mary the mother of Joseph saw where he was laid. All the way to the burial of Jesus, Mary stayed faithful. When others were hiding, when others were running in fear, she stayed and saw where Jesus was laid. In the very darkest moments, when they took Jesus to the tomb, Mary stayed faithful. She had that rare quality of faithfulness, which at this point could not even be found in the disciples. Proverbs 26 says, a faithful man who can find. And Mary was faithful because of the hope in her heart, because of how God had set her free. She was faithful in the darkest moments. Mary was called, chosen, and faithful, as Revelation 17:14 mentions. And we need hope in our hearts to stay faithful in the darkest moments. Mary is such an example of hope that even in these darkest moments, when everybody else ran away, everybody else was fearful. I mean, they could have come after Mary in this moment. Again, women were not highly regarded. They could have attacked Mary. You know, one of the soldiers could have attacked her, and there was very little protection for women at that time. But Mary still stayed faithful. She still hoped. She knew that the night need not last forever. I don't think Mary knew exactly how the story would end. She didn't know exactly that Jesus was going to be resurrected, but she knew the power of God, and she knew that she needed to be faithful. And I'm so glad for Mary's example, that she stayed faithful through Jesus' darkest moment because of the hope in her heart. You know, many of you watching and listening, you're aware of my story and the story of my family, how over 3 years ago, almost 3.5 years ago now, my firstborn son, Caleb, how he passed away completely unexpectedly in his sleep. He was 13, almost 14 years old at the time. And one night we put him to sleep, and you know, he was happy, 4.0 student, loved Jesus, served in church, athletic, you know, very active, playing sports. We thought he was perfectly healthy. He had a heart condition we didn't know about. During the night, he had a deadly heart rhythm, and he passed during the night. I went to wake him up the next morning and he wasn't there. That was October of 2020 that happened. And of course, as many of you can imagine, it was the darkest moment that my family had ever been through, darkest thing that Dilia and I and the kids and our extended family could imagine, losing my firstborn son in such a way. And it was such a dark moment. I remember the next few weeks and next few months, how hopeless we were at times, how dark it was, how difficult it was. But I also know that in the middle of that darkness, there were times that we would experience the hope of Jesus. There were times, even now, as we're still grieving, 3.5 years later, there's still grief, there's still pain. But yet, in the middle of this, we experience the hope of the gospel. And I remember maybe it was March of 2021, so Caleb had been gone for about 5 months. It was still very raw, still very real. I was at a store, and I saw this sign. I saw this little sign, and it said, "Have hope, resurrection is coming. Have hope, resurrection is coming." And as I saw that sign, God spoke to me and used that little sign. It was an Easter sign, just a little Easter decoration. But God used it to encourage me that resurrection is coming, and that because Jesus had risen from the dead, he reminded me that because Jesus was alive, because Jesus, the grave could not hold him down, because of that, that Caleb was in his presence right now, and that Caleb would be returning on the great resurrection day, and that because of that, one day when I die, I will be in his presence. And on the great resurrection day, I will also rise. And all of those who put their faith in Jesus, we will rise. And that even though missing Caleb, it's so painful and so raw, it's not forever. It's only for a little while in the eyes of eternity. And I will see Caleb again. I'll see Jesus and I'll see Caleb. And together we will worship Jesus. And his mother and I will see him. And his sister and brother and I will see him. And his extended family, those who have their faith in Jesus, we will see Christ. And together with Caleb, we will worship Jesus in eternity. And my father, who passed 1.5 years after that, we will worship Jesus together in our resurrected bodies. I have this hope that even when the night is darkest, because of the resurrection, there is hope. And friends, Mary did that. Mary kept hoping. And I pray for you, some of you going through such dark and difficult moments this Easter, that you will be reminded of the hope of the gospel. You will be reminded that because Jesus rose, you can have life, and you can have life eternal, and you don't have to give up. You don't have to give in. There is hope in your darkest moment because of the gospel. Jesus suffers with you. Jesus is in pain with you, but he doesn't just suffer with you. He rose from the dead. He gives you resurrection power. He gives you hope, and all of those in faith, we will be united with Christ. We will worship him forever in his presence. That's the hope of the resurrection. Thank you for listening. One more message in this series tomorrow on the 8-Minute Devotion.
Thank you for listening to the 8-Minute Devotion. Please subscribe, rate, and review the podcast wherever you listen to or watch it. And email us at the8minutedevotion@gmail.com with any questions or comments. May God bless you.